This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As of Wednesday, April 6, 2022, Montana reports 272,796 confirmed COVID-19 cases, with 65 new cases of coronavirus infection reported since yesterday. 20 new cases in Gallatin County, that's Bozeman, Montana State University, Big Sky. 12 new cases in Missoula County, Missoula and the University of Montana. 8 new cases in Yellowstone County, Billings and the Crow Indian Reservation. 4 new cases in Cascade County, Great Falls, and more new cases in 16 more Montana counties. The number of active coronavirus cases in Montana is 346. Currently, 11 people are being treated in Montana hospitals for COVID-19. 3,249 people have died in Montana of COVID-19. Nationwide, more than 981,000 Americans have died. There have been 80.1 million cases of coronavirus in the U.S. and counting. President Joe Biden on Wednesday announced another extension of the payment moratorium on federal student loans through August 31st. The moratorium on student loan payments was previously set to expire May 1st. Federal student loan holders haven't had to make payments since March 2020 when the CARES Act passed, offering relief to U.S. citizens from the economic effects of the coronavirus pandemic. The CARES Act paused payments through September 2020 and froze interest accumulation for the roughly 42 million borrowers in student loans. President Biden, on his first day in office, signed an executive order continuing the moratorium on the payment of federal student loans through September 30th of last year. He issued another extension in September, effective until January 31st. At the time, Biden said it would be the final extension, but the Omicron variant hit the U.S., and Biden issued an extension in December through May 1st. The moratorium on federal student loans does not apply to borrowers with privately held loans. President Joe Biden has nominated Admiral Linda Fagan to serve as the next commandant of the U.S. Coast Guard. If confirmed, Fagan would be the first woman to lead a U.S. armed service and to lead the Coast Guard. Fagan currently serves as the number two in the U.S. Coast Guard, a role she's held since June 2021. As the Coast Guard's Vice Commandant, Fagan was the service's first female four-star admiral. Admiral Carl Schultz, the current commandant, will retire May 31st. Admiral Fagan has 36 years of Coast Guard service and has served on all 7 continents. She most recently served as the commander of the Coast Guard Pacific Area and also served on the icebreaker USCGC Polar Star. Fagan also was the first woman to serve as commander of Sector New York. As the longest-serving active-duty Marine safety officer, she was recognized as the Coast Guard's first Gold Ancient Trident, an award which honors an officer and enlisted member for distinguished service in Marine safety. The Montana State University Bobcat Rodeo Team opens spring with the Montana State Rodeo starting Thursday. The rodeo runs April 7th to 11th in Worthington Arena and begins a run of 4 straight weekends that finishes the 2021-22 National Intercollegiate Rodeo regular season. MSU's J.C. Curran and Caleb Bergquist lead the region's all-around standings. The team's new coach, Kyle Whitaker, is one of the most decorated pro rodeo cowboys in history who broke records set by his father. He joined the program in the summer of 2021 and says, "I inherited a great situation." During last fall's season, the Bobcats shone. MSU emerged from the fall's 5 rodeo season leading the men's and women's team standings, the men's and women's all-around individual standings, 4 of the 7 men's individual events, and 1 of 3 women's events. Yellowstone National Park celebrates its 150th anniversary this year, and the park's fundraising entity is seeking $1,500 donations in exchange for an annual entry pass, the Inheritance Pass, that will be valid for entry into Yellowstone in the year 2172. The park says the pass could be used by carloads of the donor's descendants to visit the park in 150 years. Yellowstone Forever will use the money raised through the sale of inheritance passes to support park projects like trail improvements, education, native fish conservation, and scientific studies. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.